We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're the wrong
place. Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
To the best episode of the Face Off that's happening this week.
Absolutely.
Hands down. It's going to be a doozy.
Because it's the only episode that's happening this week.
Aha.
How was your week this past week?
Great. I only worked 2 days this week, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Why did you only work 2 days this week? That's not fair.
How much time do you have?
We got a whole podcast.
Perfect. Everyone buckle up.
And Darren edits, so it's fine.
I have been recorded as saying that I'm grounded until I leave for the summer.
And we all know you're a liar.
And as we all know, that didn't happen.
Right.
But I told everyone I wasn't going anywhere. I was just going to work and chill until June.
Right.
And then my mom was like, come to California with me. And I said, no, Mom, I made a promise to myself and to my fans.
Yeah.
That I would not go anywhere. And she said, come on, please. It's Mother's Day weekend. Don't you love me? Come to California. So I had to go. Basically forced. Gun
right.
to my head.
Right.
So I worked Monday, went to San Francisco Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, flew back. Flight was delayed. Awful. Also, that time change from California back sucks.
What is? Are they 3 hours from us?
Like three, yeah. That sounds right.
3 or 4 hours, something like that.
Yeah.
Pacific Standard.
Enough to be annoying.
Yeah.
And came back super late, had to wake up the next morning, went to work all day, went out that night to celebrate one of our coworkers, got in a car accident.
No way.
It's been a long ass.
Did somebody hit you or you hit them?
First of all, I love when people get in car accidents and they're like, you hit me. I didn't hit you, dummy. I was hit.
So where were you?
Like, I'm the victim here.
So like you were driving on like the highway or what?
No, so I was pulled. Listen, I did all the things that a person does.
Actually, don't tell us all the extra stuff because you got to talk to your insurance. So don't do it.
That's true.
Yes.
I will just briefly tell you, I was pulling out of a parking spot.
Yeah.
And someone just rammed right into the front of my car. I'm surprised they didn't spin my car out. It took everything.
Yeah.
Took the bump. Like, oh, it looks awful.
Your tires are flat.
Then, of course, like we were getting flash flood warnings and like crazy thunderstorm yes. warnings all day. It was clear all day. I get in this wreck. The sky opens up and just
yeah, because the person hit your car.
The person hit my car.
That's right. Damn shame.
So yeah, that's what I've been dealing with. And then
so you're bumming rides for right now.
I'm bumming rides. Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. Like, especially like when your car is like paid off, like even if it's not paid off, when somebody hits your car, like you take that personally, like it ruins your entire life. Cause you're just like, God damn it. Now I have to make accommodations for every little thing. My insurance may go up. I may have to get a rental car, or if my car is totaled, now I have to buy a brand new car.
Oh, we're not even going to say that out loud in this economy.
No, you can't. No,
I nobody can't get a car.
No, no. We're not doing that. We ride to the wheels fall off.
I would say I'm taking it pretty well. I'm just
Were you injured at all or hurt?
I didn't think so. There's a big bruise on the side of my leg. I don't even know how that happens. I don't know if like when it got hit, I just rammed into the, what's the thing you pull up the parking brake?
Oh.
I don't know. That I'm bruised emotionally.
You need to make sure you tell your insurance company that.
Yeah, like, look at this bruise.
Exactly. Take pictures.
I'm fine. I'm kind of just like, what are you going to do? I can't, like, she was 19, little child.
And her, she's going to be responsible for that.
I know. I was like, what are you doing out?
Seriously.
On school night.
Shameful.
But yeah, I was just like, I felt very old.
Why? Because you were the person in charge.
Yeah, because like, I had to be like, okay, like give me information.
Yeah.
Like what it's it is.
Let's call the cops.
Let's call the cops. Yeah, so my car is just chilling like a villain, I guess. I don't know. I'm just
that sucks.
I have so much shit going on. I'm trying to get ready for this trip, so it's like the last thing on my mind. But I know it needs to be at the forefront. But I really just have
yeah, because you can't keep bumming rides to work and stuff.
Like, I think I can.
You need a car.
We're gonna see how long
in
this
economy
lasts.
You need a car. Everybody needs a vehicle, unless you live in New York.
I know, and I've had that car since 2016, I think.
That's not a long time ago.
No, but I just, it's been with me. It's my ride or die.
Yeah.
It's my paid off jewel.
Exactly.
So that's what we've been doing. Yeah. The XFL Football League had their championship game last night.
You've never invited me to a single game, you fucking bitch.
Would you like to go?
Yes, I love football.
Oh, season's over, but
I played flag football in high school.
I forget that every time.
Disrespectful. And I love the NFL.
Well, this is not the NFL.
I know, but I'm just saying, I watched the NFL faithfully.
Oh, yeah.
Except for when we were protesting for Colin Kaepernick.
That one
time. Why is this? This is not me farting. It's my chair on this thing. Oh, ow.
Yeah, my friend Sophia, shout out to Sophia. Her husband Adam works there. We went down to like
the... Oh, he works there.
Yeah, he works for the team.
That's cool.
So we were down like...
He's the finest husband.
Truly. Husbands. Every time we're at the game, all I do is play Who Would Ruin My Life. That's all I do.
That's a great game.
It's a great game. I'm like, yeah, you would probably definitely try it. You would succeed far too well. But they have like, we had drink tickets. They had a bar down there. And it's just so important to become friends with your bartender. I can't stress it enough.
And to tip them very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to. My girl Ashley down there at the bar. Man, hey, I hope you're doing well. But yeah. It was strange because the teams, like the San Antonio team wasn't playing. It was a DC team and the Dallas team.
And they were just using the stadium?
And I've never seen so little Mexican people in San Antonio all gathered at the same time.
Really?
It was shocking.
So it was just mostly white and black?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, something feels off.
Do you think because Mexicans like soccer more?
No, because on like when it's our team playing, the demographic has been the same as it is everywhere else.
Oh, okay,
but I think it's because these teams had people coming in from out of town.
Gotcha.
So it was strange to see.
See, you should have told me about it. I would have came.
I know. Sorry.
There are a plethora of black men there. That's where I need to be.
That's true.
Wherever black men are, that's where I need to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of like Jesus, you know? Where two or more you are gathered, I am there.
Yeah. I need to be in the midst.
Yeah.
I should be in the midst.
Next time, we'll get them, Tiger.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's all I did. What did you do? How was your week?
My week was actually cool. Up until Friday, I got kind of sick. You ever just get sick out of nowhere? And not like cold or flu sick, but your like body aches and stuff. I think too, like, I don't think we understand and appreciate how much stress affects our body.
Yeah.
And how when you don't get enough sleep, your body will give you a signal to say, hey, bitch, calm the fuck down, you know? And so I think my body, because I haven't been going to sleep until like 2 and 3 in the morning every night. And jeez. I'm just like, cause I'm up doing extra stuff. And so I really haven't been sleeping the right way. I've been trying to eat perfectly, you know, not perfectly, but eat better, mm-hmm. Which I have been successful in doing and not going out and stuff like that. But I'm not getting enough sleep. And so I think my body was just fed up on Friday and was just like, hey, and good night.
Sleep is my favorite thing.
Mine too. I love a good nap.
You, the only person I know that likes naps more.
I love a good nap.
Well, I'll just say, yeah, I can't nap. It's like an all or nothing thing for me.
Oh, I can nap anywhere. I can fall asleep anywhere.
I used to be able to do that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I still do it.
At this age, it's gotten a little tough.
Especially at work. I take a 10-minute cat nap, 15-minute cat nap at your desk. Hell yeah.
Ooh, I can't do it at work.
Why not? I used to, remember when we worked together, I used to do it all the time. Yeah, set my alarm. I snore now, so I'm embarrassed.
I like to lay. I need to be laying down.
No, as long as...
I can't sleep sitting up anymore.
As long as I'm on a cool surface, give me my two hands, I'll knock out.
Yeah, no. Someone the other day was like, what is, like, if you won the lottery, what is the dream thing you want to do? And I'd be like, lay all kinds of places, all different surfaces, hot climates, cold climates. I just want to be somewhere beautiful and just horizontal.
And you judge me for going to sleep every time I travel. That's the goal, is to travel where you want and sleep in different places.
Yeah, but you can't sleep till you've seen the things.
I've seen them in magazines.
And oh, you're right. Instagram.
On Instagram, yeah. I don't need to see them in real life. Yeah. The idea is there. But I tell you what, for as far as work is concerned, work was pretty good. I actually had really, really great patients this week.
Do you like being back on a schedule?
No.
Dope.
Not at all.
Okay.
I don't like the idea of like getting up extra early to drive in to, because I move slow. Like, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but when I get dressed, it takes me an hour. Like, I have to sit there with my thoughts, and then I talk to myself, act out scenarios as I'm getting dressed. So it takes me longer than an hour to get dressed now.
What?
You don't do that?
Coming from someone that has a jillion things going on up here? No, that is crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to, like, especially when I'm lotioning. It takes me, like, 30 minutes to lotion my body. And not because I'm obese, but because, literally, I'm, like, thinking about certain things, and I'm, like, taking my time to lather up and lube up and stuff like that. So it just takes me a while. And then when I get to work, I'm like, okay, I don't want to hear anybody. And then everybody loves to just talk. And I'm like, for the love of God, please shut up.
Because you've just like eased yourself into the day.
Yes, because I'm like, I'm listening to music. And, you know, I listen to trap music or whatever, a lot of stuff with bass. And I'm that person that when you're walking out, you know, you're driving down the street and you just hear the person. And bow, boom, 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 boom. That's me in my truck. So when I get to work, that people just immediately, good morning. How was your day last night?
Shut up. That's what I'd love to talk about today. There is nothing more annoying to me than a high-pitched good morning before 10 a.m. Before noon. Shut up.
Seriously.
All I need is a head nod and a good morning.
Yeah.
Not even good, just morning. That's all I need.
Like, can we normalize not asking questions? Like, just shut up. I need everybody in corporate America to just hush.
No.
Everybody doesn't want to talk super early in the morning. I don't care if I am a morning person. I'm not here yet, okay? And I'm still fighting with the idea that I still need to have a job to be able to pay my bills. So I don't want to hear you.
How was your weekend?
I don't even want to talk then. Leave me alone because then I'm charting. That's like true. The whole day is just like, so what are you going to do for that? Oh, where are you going? What are you laughing at?
What's worse? Someone who bothers you with talking when you're chart reviewing, or someone who bothers you when you're charting?
Charting.
I think charting.
Because I can pay attention when I'm chart reviewing. Because half the time I don't even chart review. Allegedly. I chart review.
For the protection of the podcast.
I definitely chart.
There's nothing worse than you at the, you're like, because our job, the way we do it, I assume you still probably do it the same, is like we'll front load our day so that we don't have to go back to the floor.
Absolutely.
So you chart review all of your patients, you go to the floor, you see everybody you can see, and then you go back to the office and you chart. Some people like to like see a patient chart, see four or five patients, have lunch, go back. I don't fuck with that.
No.
We're going to see them all and I don't want to go back to the floor.
Absolutely.
So then you have a shit ton to document at the end of the day, and you finally get in a groove, and then if someone starts talking, you're like, I cannot pay attention to you. Like, I want to get out of here.
And they're not even talking about anything interesting. It's you have to fill the space with your voice, and it's like, shut the hell up.
Shut up. We have some people in the office who like demand your attention when they're talking to you, like eye contact. I'm like, I cannot.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, can someone else take this for a little bit? Can I have a break?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll just have my headphones and nothing's playing, but then they'll leave you alone if your headphones are in. And then other times, like I said, nothing's playing and I'll act like I don't hear you.
She used to do that to us all the time. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
I was like, I know she can hear me. I know she's not listening.
Oh, I heard everything. Because, I mean, I'm in an office with people. I want to hear what you're saying. So I'm listening to everything you're saying, but I'm going to pretend like I don't hear you.
Hmm.
I've done it all throughout life. Yeah, but only when my ear pods are in. One time I actually did have an ear blockage. Remember that time I couldn't hear right ear, on my right side of my ear, and I had to go to my PCP and she had to like irrigate my ear and still couldn't get it out. And she wanted to send me to an ENT.
Have you seen the thing where you can leave your AirPods in a room?
Yeah.
Or you can leave
one of them,
your phone in a room with an AirPod or something like that. And if you leave, you can still hear everything.
Yeah.
We need to try that.
I mean, I don't really, what people think about me is none of my business. So, and if you're not bold enough to say it in my face, I don't really care to listen to it on the back end.
Oh, I don't care if it's about me. I just want to hear in general the conversations that go on when I'm not there. Cause I know they're not as funny as they would have been if I was there, or it's silent. Cause you have nothing to talk about.
You are so vain. I cannot.
And I just need to know.
Are you ready to go get on this? What?
Yep, I sure am. Let's do it.
All right, cool beans. Well, I'll tell you, let's just start here with stupidity. Ron DeSantis.
Oh, man.
Ron DeSantis is always with the fuck shit, and he's making the state that I was born and raised in and still consider myself a part of, to a degree, looked very stupid, and I'm it's really pissing me off. He's worse than Florida Man. Florida Man is at least entertaining. But Ron DeSantis, who is the shittiest governor of the state of Florida, unfortunately, has enacted a new immigration law, and it's been affecting Florida ever since. And it's basically coming down stricter on immigration and people who are just trying to get have a better life. And basically telling employers and things like that, like if you hire these people and if you still have them on your payroll or whatever the case may be, you will face federal charges.
Who the hell is supposed to do the jobs?
But this is what I'm saying. Here's my question.
Especially in Florida, aren't there a bunch of crops and stuff?
Oh, yeah. That's where a lot of your fruits and vegetables come from. But this is in California.
Orange juice is about to skyrocket.
But here's my point about this. So many right-wing Republicans were like, these illegals are stealing our jobs. Okay, go out in the fields and pick, you know, potatoes and watermelon and bell peppers and do all of this stuff. Like, okay, so now that Ron DeSantis has put this bill in law right now, go back and get those jobs where you're making next to nothing.
Crossing the border and getting a bunch of consulting jobs in tech.
Right. They're not making six figures. So what fucking jobs are you talking about? They're doing the jobs that you don't want to do. they're in those EVS positions and, mm-hmm. you know, cleaning hotels and picking fruit and vegetables. Nobody wants to be in the hot ass sun.
Florida, hell.
Hell no. So, I mean, it's insane that he's actually done it. Well, it's insane for us, but it's normal for him because he's a piece of shit. Also, too, he's raised money for that piece of shit who killed that man on that train in New York. What's his name? I want to get his name correctly. He was allegedly encouraging people to donate to this fundraiser for Daniel Penny. He's basically the piece of shit guy that was responsible for killing 30-year-old Jordan Neely on that plane the train in New York. And he's already bonded out, but he was a former Marine, and he basically strangled him to
what?
Choke held him.
See, there something ain't right about someone who could do that to someone else.
I just don't think. First of all, if you're a sitting governor or a sitting politician, you should not be getting involved in controversial shit like this. Like, whether you silently fundraise for it or not, that's perfectly fine. But for you to outright come out and say, "Oh, well, this fine gentleman who's doing the right thing," like, he isn't even in your state, you stupid bitch. Anyway. I hate Ron DeSantis. He's a piece of shit. He's a piece of shit. I hope that man loses everything.
I thought you were going to say, for some reason, I thought you were going to say lose his teeth. And I was like, yeah, I hope he fucking loses his teeth.
Nah, I think you should. Keep your teeth. I wouldn't want to Birth of a Nation you know. For those that saw Birth of a Nation, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'll tell you what else is going on. CVS. And primary care physicians. So you know how like CVS is really coming up in Walgreens with a lot of like these little minute clinics and stuff like that?
Yes.
Well, apparently a lot of these health insurers and like these healthcare companies or insurance companies are buying up a lot of these like private practice facilities from physicians, and they're trying to basically take over them to monopolize.
So I wonder why. Like streamline everything.
Yep.
Like you'll pay us to see the doctor. You'll mm-hmm. pay for the meds. You'll pay for.
Yeah, I think Big Pharma is all behind it though.
100%. They have to be.
Yeah, because who has money to buy a private practice? And I know if I were an MD, I would absolutely give up my practice. Here you go. You can have this shit. Mm-hmm. Depending on, and I know you're paying a pretty penny for it, so.
Damn.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Healthcare is going to be so wild in the next 10 years.
Oh, absolutely. It's already getting that way.
I can't wait till I go and then just like a robot checks me in, scans my head.
I won't do
it. Like the face of a doctor pops up. They're not really there.
I think we need to go back to the old school way where you had, you know, the older black women that came to the house and what's the problem? Get the turpentine, get the castor oil, you know, stuff like that. I did see, it was funny at work. I did see this one resident, you could tell he was brand new. So they, him and the team saw some patient, and then all of a sudden he comes out with the little water pitcher. And I'm like, what are you doing with this water pitcher? So I was like, so I told my coworker, I was like, look, somebody just tricked him into getting them some ice and water. Cause I'm like, this is not Grey's Anatomy. The doctors do not go and get you water. No. So he comes out, he's just like, aimlessly looking around. He's just like, can you guys tell me where the ice machine is? Oh, I was like, oh, it's God. Right there. I didn't volunteer to like, oh, I'll get the ice water. No, you need to be humble, little boy. You need to be humble. So, but that's very interesting.
I had a patient bagel on me for the first time in a long time the other day.
Really?
And it was just me and her, like me and the nurse and mm-hmm. the patient, because I was trying to not have to co-treat.
Yeah.
And I felt like you, because the nurse was freaking out. And I was like, I think it's fine.
Yeah, why are you freaking out?
I think it'll be fine. Just throw her legs up. And I was like, I felt like you.
Yeah.
She really did pass the fuck out, though. I was like, God, I almost pulled the...
Slapper? I'm telling you, sometimes in healthcare, you just need to slap.
You just got
to
slap them.
You do. And we're not being abusive. We're really not. We're just trying to... You've seen it on Grey's Anatomy when they're doing chest compressions and they just thump them into the sternum.
Bop, bop.
Sometimes you just need to slap them just to wake them up. I mean, it happens. What were you telling me about... Jonathan Majors, speaking of slap.
Okay.
That was a horrible segue. I'm sorry. Ooh. I'm sorry, Jonathan.
And there's the cancel. Oh,
sorry.
So, y'all know
I'm
that
not laughing at domestic violence.
I am queen of celebrity relationship conspiracies.
Yes,
I think that everything's a PR relationship because I just don't believe anything's true.
Yeah.
Because if you, whoa.
Jesus. Okay. I believe you the first time.
Darren, cut that out.
Leave it in, Darren.
I believe if you were really in a relationship in Hollywood, you would hide it. Why the fuck would you be in front of the cameras?
Yeah.
And the people who are in real relationships do hide their shit.
Yeah,
all that to say. TMZ released that Jonathan Majors and Megan Good were in a relationship, right?
PR
as stunt. Soon as I saw it, I was like, this is, there is no way in hell. They found a safe black woman
yeah.
who could benefit from PR right now.
Yeah. Because she just got divorced.
Yes. And they were like, who can we stick him with that people will rally behind?
Yeah.
It's the same thing that Michael B. Jordan did when he caught all that flack because something came out that he didn't date black girls. He was always with little light-skinned Latinas and all this shit. So, of course, he started dating Lori Harvey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't buy it for 1 minute. Also, TMZ just it just came out. Oh, they were at an Alamo Draft House together. Really? Megan Good is not going to the Alamo Draft
House. She's really not. That lady was in a whole ass marriage for what? 5-10 years? Like, come on, ma'am. Are you even healed yet?
No, I'm not putting the timeline on your healing.
I'm just saying. Megan Good don't even date guys that look like Jonathan Majors.
Also, if I'm Megan Good and I just like, you know, I've steered pretty clear of controversy and just out here living my life, her whole career, the last thing I would do is be like,
let me go with a guy who's
in some hot assault charges, ma'am.
Yeah. Megan Good has been unproblematic and has been like scandal free her entire career.
That's the
except for when the church ladies came after her trying to say that she was dressing too sexy for the Lord.
Oh,
which I'm like, y'all just mad because y'all don't look as good as Megan Good. Shut up. Anyway,
Megan, I want to know how many rap songs she's in.
It's the same amount as Nia Long.
Yeah, I want to like pull the data because she was. I remember in like 2009s.
Yeah,
every song had something about Megan.
Oh, absolutely. Like Megan Good to me, like was. Because I'm 10 years older than you, Megan Good was like my generation's Lori Harvey. Like she wasn't, but with talent. Like she's obviously, and I'm not saying Lori Harvey's not talented. I'm just saying she was an actress that everybody wanted. And like, she was that it girl. Yeah. Like if you were dating her, it was just like your career elevated to a different level.
After my cousin Skeeter, man.
Exactly.
R.I.P.
Well, I mean, y'all know her from, that too. But also Eve's Bayou, she was popular.
What is that?
You've never seen Eve's Bayou?
No.
So Journey Smollett was in that.
Of course she
and
played,
and her making her and Megan Good played sisters. Danny Glover was in it. He was a dad. Lynn Whitfield was the mom. What was the lady's name who was the aunt? She plays in everything though. She played Quincy McCall's mom in Love and Basketball.
Oh, that lady who's in everything.
Yes, I can't remember her name. But so Eve's Bayou was a great movie. But it was like some witchcraft in there and like some kind of, because they were in Louisiana. So it was like like voodoo and hoodoo and stuff like that. But it wasn't like scary or anything like that.
No,
it was like
I know her from my
the religious Skeeter. Practice of it.
And from Think Like a Man. Wow.
Yes, that's all you know her from. She was in that movie with Tyrese where he had to fake like he was dead. Oh, crap. She helped some man rob him. Son, and they kidnapped the son. He had to get the son back. I can't remember what the name is. But
wasn't she in another show when she was older?
She Megan Good played in a lot of things.
Why can I just never remember?
What was it with Robin Thicke's ex-wife? What's her name? Paula Patton. She played her friend in Jump the Broom.
She was in Stomp the Yard. I forgot about
Stomp the Yard. Yep. Think Like a Man. The Intruder. What's the one with?
Roll Bounce. Holy shit. Forgot about Roll Bounce. Roll Bounce?
She was a man. Yeah, but that's funny because Journey Smollett was in that too.
My Wife and Kids. She was in that for a while. She was Junior's girlfriend, wasn't she?
Yeah,
in My
Wife and Kids. Yeah.
She's in Friday?
No, she wasn't in Friday.
You got served? Why?
Oh, she was. She was one of the little girls who was like, I hate him. But, because when the ice cream truck came by and Big Worm like cut the line. No, Smokey cut the line. Big so Worm. She was like, I hate him. She was only in one scene.
She's in You Got Served. She's in every dance and fucking.
I'm telling you, Megan Good
Yard,
was
Roll Bounce.
The it girl.
Damn. There's no way she's dating him for real.
No, she's definitely not. I don't feel like she needs a PR relationship at this point because I think people were waiting for Megan Good to get divorced from Devon, whatever, Steele? No, what's his name? Devon somebody. Devon Steele is an NFL player. Megan Good's ex-husband, right, because nobody knows his name. Anyway, he's an amazing Hollywood producer. I'm not, you know, but anyway, I think his name is Devon something. Anyway,
yeah, they were just looking for like a solid
Black woman. Yeah, absolutely.
That people would actually maybe be able to believe.
And Gabrielle Union's taken.
Listen, if you ever needed a solid black woman, like
Gabrielle Union was your girl.
You lost it. You lost your chance. Dwayne ate that shit up.
Unproblematic.
Yeah, I don't believe it for 1 second, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, I'll tell you who else needs some PR though. Ja Morant. whatever.
I saw this tweet that was like, this man needs a Finsta. And yes, he does. Log off, sir. Ja Morant is suspended again because he's on Instagram Live, which I think celebrities should stay off Instagram Live for sure.
They do. They absolutely do.
He's on Instagram Live and waving a gun around.
Again,
which is what happened the last time.
I'm not a big fan of people losing big, right? Unless you absolutely deserve it. But I feel like even in his level of maturity at his age, it hasn't even been 60 days.
I don't think so.
And you've already gotten in trouble for the second time, which means you're not remorseful and you don't care. It sends a very clear sign to the Grizzlies that I don't give a shit. Whatever y'all told me in that office, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want to do. Mm-hmm. Do I think he's gonna be kicked off the team? No. And the reason why I think no is because they already paid him. And as you know, NBA money is guaranteed. So would we rather have you on the bench paying you or have you potentially win us a championship? I think we'll have your ass out there when it's a championship. But I do think in the next coming season, he's probably going to be dropped.
Yeah. The worst part is that the team is probably like, we don't give a shit what you do, but we cannot deal with the backlash.
Stop doing it online. Like, nobody cares about you owning a gun. Nobody cares about you waving a gun. Just stop fucking recording it. Like, I don't understand why people keep recording. Like, and speaking from people who have a whole podcast and 127 episodes now, I'm just saying, we're recording in a studio with just the two of us. There are no weapons around. Like, you don't see it. Like, stop recording the shit that y'all do and post it. And then you post it. I mean, you were alive at the time, allegedly. But still, I'm just like, dude, where's your daddy? Like, you grew up with a dad in your life. What the fuck is your problem, man?
You know, daddy, son. He's 23, a child.
That's no excuse. You're not a child. You're an adult, and you know better.
That's why he's acting like this.
Well, yeah. But I'm just like, you're about to literally set up, you're about to ruin your entire life.
That's what I'm saying. This is your career. This is your money. Don't play with your money like that.
Because what do you have else to fall back on? Did you finish school? Like, did you finish college? Did you even go to college?
What if he has like a master's?
That'd be awesome. Doogie Howser. I think that'd be awesome, but I just think you're about to mess up your money, and you have, because the thing is, the bulk of your money is not going to come from the NBA. It's going to come from all of these endorsements that you get, and you're about to lose all of that shit if you haven't already lost it.
Guns are kind of taking some heat right now.
Like, Read the room. Well, speaking of basketball, I can tell you on the brighter side of basketball, Brittany Griner is back on the court. For the 2023 WNBA season, and they had their first game. I can't remember who, but anyway, she was
but
playing.
She's dribbling the ball.
She started, and she did amazing.
She did an interview with, let's say Vogue. I wouldn't put my whole paycheck on that, but I think that's it was. because she was at the Met. She was invited at the Met. She had her wife. I forget how tall she is every time. I also forget how deep her voice is every time until I hear it, but... she looked great. They both looked great. And now she's just this big advocate for people who are wrongfully incarcerated. Yeah. But I was like, way to go, Met Gala, for stepping up.
I loved Brittany Griner even before this whole debacle. Like, when she was playing in college, amazing, dominant, you know, force to be reckoned with. And you can just tell, though, like, when you look at her in interviews, like, her life has shifted.
Oh, there like, is. You can, you know, when you just like look at someone and you're like, you've been through some shit.
You've been through some, and you can tell she's trying her hardest, like in public, not to break down. Cause even I saw an interview where one of the reporters was asking her, I feel like a really stupid question, but whatever. They were asking her about resiliency. Like, what if you, like, how do you stay resilient? Bitch.
She's like, I was in a fucking Russian prison.
Like, I wanted to survive and come home. Like, what about, there's no class about resiliency, but whatever. You know, and so the lady, when she was asking the question, she was very emotional, and so Brittany Griner got emotional, and you could tell in all her interviews she's just trying to keep it together. But I'm like, that woman's life has been forever affected.
Yeah, like, well, and you have to think, like, it's so televised, like everyone knows what's going on, but you're living this horrible life, but life is still going on here. Mm-hmm. You come back and people just immediately try to throw you back into life, and you're like, what the hell?
Well, and then they keep asking you about your trauma. Like, I mean, imagine somebody going through that, and then every single time you talk to them, that's all you want to talk about, and you're trying your best to process it, not necessarily forget about it, but just, okay, that happened, can I just move on? People are just like, how was it in Russia? Like, bitch, can I just normalize being back in the United States, please?
I wonder if that happened to us, or like me, you. If when you come back, like, all she's known is basketball. She's played her whole life. Yeah. She couldn't play it over there. Like, when you come back, if she was just like, I just want to play basketball, I want to get my life going. Or if she was like, I don't even want to do this shit.
Yeah.
But I have to do something.
Mm-hmm. I'll
be on an island somewhere dipped out.
Yeah, I mean, I think the easy thing is to not play anymore and to just be a hermit and just stay in your house. I think the most brave thing is coming out and trying to live somewhat of a normal, quote unquote, normal life of, you know, to get back to your normalcy. Cause even they were asking her about like working, playing with her teammates again and stuff like that. And they were showing a lot of clips and stuff with her. Like a lot of the, I think they played the Lakers. That's who they played. The Phoenix Mercury played the Lakers. Not the Lakers. Lord Jesus. The LA Sparks.
Good I was night. Like, damn, that was probably a crazy game.
Sorry. The LA Sparks. And so you just saw the LA Sparks come and embrace her. Like, it's not even about a game. It's about a sisterhood. And the fact that this woman was affected in that manner and could have been any of them, because as we know, the WNBA does not pay anything for these players.
Nope.
And they even have limited teams. They keep getting rid of the teams. Because even when I first moved here, there were the San Antonio Stars. The San Antonio Stars is no more, which is stupid.
We had the Stars for a while.
Yeah. Even the Atlanta.
But they got rid of all of our teams. They got rid of our hockey team. They sold that, and then they sold the Stars too.
Well, even in South Florida, we had the Miami Soul for a while. That was a WNBA team, and then they They moved them to the Atlanta, and they became the Atlanta Dream.
Did you see the TikTok of, it's the Tennessee Titans TikTok?
No.
And they're on, I guess it's called Boulevard. They're like 6th Street. And they're asking people, the schedule came out. So they're asking people, they're just showing the like logo of different NFL teams. And they're asking them what they're called.
Oh, okay.
It is hilarious.
Because everybody messes it up. It's
and
so
the
funny.
One, this girl, they show the Falcons, Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. And she was like, it's the, oh, fuck, what does she call it? I have to show you really quick.
It's the Red Stallions.
The Red Stallions. That's okay. The Falcons? Wow.
So then watch this. Oh, God, it's so good.
The Tennessee Titans created a schedule release video which allowed fans to guess the teams that the Titans would play based off of solely seeing the team's logo. And after this clip,
is the Red Stallions.
That's not what a stallion does. It's a fucking horse, dude.
The Atlanta Falcons changed their Twitter name to the Red Stallion.
That's
hilarious. And it fucking says RAR.
That is hilarious.
Anyway, that video is really funny.
I love stuff like that. Please send it to me.
I will send it to you. But how tall is Brittany Griner?
Brittany Griner has to be like 6'8".
Let's see.
6'5".
Yo. 6'9".
Ooh, I was close enough.
She is tall.
She's tall.
Shit.
She's a beautiful woman. But you know what I hate about, like, just society in general? I think because we're so used to women having these very high voices, we just, it's everybody's like, oh, it's a he because her voice is so deep. I'm like, have y'all never heard Toni Braxton talk or, you know, Remy Ma talk? Like, they have very deep voices for women. Like, and I don't know why that's something odd. Like, Brittany Griner must be a man because she sounds like a man. Like, your mama sounds like a man. Shut up.
I'm no stranger to women with deep voices, but
sit here and do a podcast with me. But this is not my real voice.
This is not your real voice. I forget how deep her voice is.
Yeah.
Every time she talks, I'm like, oh shit, it is really deep.
I mean, that's what I sound like at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Let me see if
she is beautiful. Like, look at that smile. She is gorgeous.
Let me see if we have a Met Gala pick. Look at them at the Met Gala. They looked so good.
But you can see behind her eyes.
Dead.
Like, no, she's not dead, but she's just like, you can, that's trauma. Like, she's been traumatized.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how her and her wife are doing. And like, I'm quite sure her wife has it twice as bad, because not only was she without her wife for almost a year, but then, and fighting for her wife to get back to the United States, but now she's having to help her wife reacclimate however she, you know, needs to, which may not be the way that they are normally, that they normally are to each other. So I'm quite sure her wife has it pretty rough. Because it's like, you just have to be as patient as you can with her, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Well, I'll tell you what else about pretty women. Okay.
Love pretty women.
So here's the thing. I love beautiful women. I have never questioned my sexuality, like, ever.
Because
I'm heterosexual, right? And I'm an ally to the LGBTQ plus community.
Who are you trying to convince?
Nobody. But I think Janelle Monáe is about to turn a lot of people out, okay? So I don't know if y'all know who Janelle Monáe is, but you should, because if you don't know who she is, you've been living under a rock. Janelle Monáe was this beautiful little, like, bibbidi-bobbidi in a tuxedo, right?
She was, I feel like, one of the first celebrities that was very much androgynous and non-binary, and like, she was one that was like, I am non-binary, I'm coming out as non-binary, all of those things when it first started. And
I feel like when she first came out, she was very much so like, you guys are going to focus on my music and not on my body, much like her did when her came out and she didn't really show who she was.
Yeah.
And Janelle Monáe, you know, used to wear the tuxedos. And I remember she gave a speech one time when she won, I think it was an NAACP Image Award. And she was talking about the reason why she wears a uniform was because both her parents
were in the service industry, right?
Yeah, in the service industry, exactly. I think her father was a janitor at a high school. And I can't remember what her mom did, but she was doing that in representation of her. That Janelle Monáe does not exist anymore.
She's done gone.
Baby, she came out with the visuals to her new hit single, Lipstick Lover. Y'all. Like I said, I've never questioned my sexuality, but Janelle can get it. That's all I'm saying. I was like, the video, first of all, there's gorgeous women walking around the pool scene, tits are out, bums out, suns out. And I'm just like, you get to adorn just the female body. And I'm like, sweet Lamb of the Most High God, this is not the same girl who had the tuxedo on.
I've always thought she was beautiful, but she's beautiful. Sexy in that
she
video.
She is. And I love the fact that you were able to see like her liberation and her journey to liberation in this industry. Like, I'm going to make the music I want to make and I'm going to do what I want to do. Like, even as far as her showing her skin now versus before she was wearing the tuxedos and stuff like that. But she's always been a beautiful, beautiful woman. Cause she was even she had her own CoverGirl collection. Makeup, yes.
Yeah, she's like a cover girl. She was on the cover.
Yes, on the cover.
Girls. Or the back. She's on the back cover. The cover girls.
Well, she had her own line of makeup
with them.
Just like what's her name? Queen Latifah did too.
Oh, I remember
the Queen
that.
Collection and all that.
When's the last time you bought a magazine?
Ooh, when's the last time I looked at a magazine?
I haven't. I want to buy a magazine.
Not even in the store because I go to Costco.
I think
all the
maybe
time.
At an airport a couple of years ago I bought a magazine. Like it was like an Architecture Digest.
Magazines used to come to your house like subscription based and. Like that was like your decor. You used to spread out the ebony and the jets and the Essence magazines and stuff. And
but that's also like covers. That's how you would see things. Like, I want to buy this. I like this look. I want to. This is how a review on this. But you can do that all online.
Well, everything
now.
Is digitized now, so nobody's keeping hard copies of stuff unless you're trying to make an aesthetic look with certain like Chanel books or Tom Ford covers and stuff like that. But
I think I'm gonna buy a magazine.
But if y'all haven't seen lately, y'all need to go to look at Janelle Monáe's page or because baby, that video
wild.
She can get it. That's all I'm saying.
It's giving summer. It's a good summer vibe.
It's giving. I don't give a shit what y'all people think about me. Hell yeah. I'll tell you who else does not care and don't give a shit about what y'all think about her. Naomi Osaka. So as y'all know, Naomi has taken a break.
Has she had the baby?
I don't think so. Not unless she hasn't. She hasn't announced it just yet, but I'm not sure because I don't really look at social media. Anyway, so Naomi Osaka, I guess online people were talking about how, and she's the champion tennis player who's currently pregnant, and I guess social media kind of went on this little thing about, oh, we wonder how she's going to balance her career and motherhood.
Which,
and blah,
like,
blah, blah.
I thought Serena had put all that shit to bed.
Seriously.
I thought after we watched her come back and then we watched her documentary.
She played pregnant.
I thought we were like, oh, okay, we're going to leave women alone who are athletes. They can obviously do it.
Yes, obviously. I mean, look at Allyson Felix. Anyway, so basically she put out a little press release on her Twitter, and she said, by the way, to the people, and this is, per Naomi Osaka, allegedly. Anyway, by the way, to the people that are suddenly concerned about my career, there are plenty of male athletes with kids that are significantly less accomplished. Ooh, you might want to worry about them instead. Thanks for the concern. Might want to redirect it to someone that needs it, though. Not trying to make this a male and female thing, but let's be for real. Like, stop coming at women as if women can't have kids and come back. Look at Shelly Ann Fraser-Price. Shelly Ann Fraser-Price, Jamaican Olympic champion. This woman had a baby, sat out for a whole season. No, sprinter.
Sprinter.
Just because it's the bobsled team.
Tell ya.
Because the movie. Mm-hmm. No, she's definitely a 100 and 200 sprinter and the 4x1. But she had a baby, took off a season, came back, still dominating.
Just like everything else.
Yeah, you're bouncing
back.
She's
like tearing an ACL or gaining 50 pounds. Or
women have babies in the WNBA all the time and come back from childhood. Like, I mean, childbirth. It's like, it's not that, I'm not minimizing it because it is a big deal, but it can be done. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women have done it. Like, I don't understand why y'all don't think women can have kids and still go to work. Like, you can do both.
I mean, I don't want to, but no, it's doable.
Definitely not. It's absolutely doable.
Women do it all the time.
Listen. Now you're pregnant. Guess what?
I love that she's speaking out now.
I love that. And I want her to keep that same energy in them interviews. Stop being so docile and letting these people run over you. Talk to them just like that. Just like Venus. Venus used to be very much so like, I'm going to just stay silent. I ain't going to say shit to y'all. Now she's just like, listen, bitch, you can get it. Okay. You can get it. What were you talking about Arby's? Speaking of people who can get it.
I, first of all, love Arby's. Big Arby's girl.
What do you get from Arby's?
Roast beef sandwich, apple turnover, curly fries, root beer.
Okay, let me ask you this genuine question. Whenever the last time you went to an Arby's, was there a car in front of you in the line?
No.
Exactly.
But the shit's still open.
Are you the only person that's keeping it open?
Possibly. I don't know. That's weird. It hasn't gone under yet. That's what it's
a drug front.
Probably. Allegedly. It's got to be. I do love Arby's, though.
Man. Nobody. I've never been to Arby's.
What would you eat there?
I was a meat eater,
They do have curly fries. You like a curly fry?
I don't.
Really?
No.
They're curled.
Give me a waffle or a steak fry.
Waffle or steak over a curly?
Like Red Robin fries? Huh, amazing.
I haven't been to Red Robin in a long time.
Yeah. But what were we talking about?
Anyway, Louisiana, New Iberia, which is kind of, I think it's like an hour from Lafayette. Mm-hmm. They found an employee frozen to death in the freezer.
Okay, wait. Like chopped up and stuff or like still whole?
I think she was whole. She was a whole person still.
So she was like on a shift and something happened.
They say it doesn't look like anything suspicious, but that's suspicious to me. Because when's the last time you heard of someone freezing to death in an industrial sized freezer?
That young lady at that hotel a few years ago.
No, does math ain't mathin'. I don't know.
That's crazy.
I'm like, Pete, that still happens. Surely there's a fail safe. Surely enough.
You would think
enough crazy shit has happened to where they're like, I don't know.
It's just like seatbelts. Enough people flew through windshields for them to put seatbelts in the car and mandate it. Let's do the same thing with freezers.
But I'm just like, was she by herself at the Arby's?
That's sad.
That's so sad. What a horrible way to die.
They probably had to throw everything out too.
With all that roast beef. Oh, 100%.
I would hope they would. I would only hope.
Yeah. Well, dead people germs on my roast beef sandwich? Absolutely.
I mean,
not.
It's like you'll be able to tell the difference. Nobody go there anyway.
No one's gonna go there now. And the fact there's that there's ghost in the fucking freezer.
Didn't Arby's buy Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins at one point?
Is that true?
I think so.
I'll do a quick little.
Yeah, I think Arby's was the one who bought Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, that sounds right, because everyone was like, how the hell did Arby's get enough money to buy
these? I was like, who's buying roast beef like that?
Me, I'm buying roast beef like that.
Well, you need to give me $20, because god dang, you're keeping them afloat.
This was in 2020. Arby's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Sonic, Jimmy John's, their parent company bought Duncan.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't them by themselves.
For $11.3 billion.
First of all, the fact that you could even contribute any money to that. Like, Arby's, y'all don't make enough to contribute to that.
I was listening to this thing that said it was talking about Pepsi.
Yeah.
And how McDonald's chose Coke as their partnering soda brand. Mm-hmm. And it was cheaper to, basically, the way it worked out is like, instead of trying to combat that or like go out and do all these other things, Pepsi ended up buying like KFC, Taco Bell, putting them together and then only serving the Pepsi products. And that was more effective for them than trying to like outsell McDonald's selling Coke.
I really personally believe that Pepsi and Coke are the same company. It's like the right Twix versus the left Twix. They're all the same. It's
no,
the
Pepsi definitely same. Tastes different, because there's something about a ice cold Coke in a McDonald's cup, McDonald's straw. It hits the way. Well,
the recipe is different though. It's just like the Sprite. Like, you buy a regular Sprite out of a can, it's very different. Like, the one at McDonald's is like acid down your throat.
Spicy.
But also too, I feel like Coca-Cola is definitely more sugary, I feel like, than Pepsi, and it's stronger.
Yeah.
But I still,
it hits ya.
It's still right Twix versus left Twix. They're all Twix.
That's true. I wonder if there's people who, like, are you a Coke or a Pepsi person?
I don't care either way.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't bother me.
That's
interesting. But I will say this. When I go to a machine, I do look for the Coca-Cola first. And if I don't see it, then I get the Pepsi, and I'm just fine with that. Like, but I don't have
Coke. Is Pepsi okay? I'm like, absolutely not. Yeah.
When did Pepsi become the stepchild of sodas?
Because it's not as good. It's kind of like Moderna, Pfizer. Like, sure, they're both fine. But why the fuck would you get Moderna if you could have Pfizer?
I'm a Pfizer girl.
Got Pfizer vibes.
Exactly. That's funny. But yeah, right Twix versus left Twix, I still think. But anyway.
Anyway, yeah, someone really sad froze to death in the Arby's freezer.
That sucks.
That would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like walking into work and finding someone in the freezer.
That's horrible. And like, yeah, that's horrible. I'll tell you what else is horrible. Burger King is shutting down 400 of their stores by the end of 2023.
Dude, I don't know what it is, but I feel like fast food everywhere is going to die. I feel like so many places are closing down.
I think because people aren't working there anymore and they're not willing to pay. Like the college students now, not college students, sorry, high school students now are not forced to work in fast food because you can make a few TikToks and make more money on social media than you do, you know, moving fries.
And I bet a bunch of people who used to work in like fast food restaurants are now Ubering and DoorDashing and stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
They make a little bit more money
because you don't have to deal with the general public in that mm-hmm. manner. I definitely think that. But even too now, Starbucks is acting up a little bit. And Starbucks, I'm gonna need y'all to calm down with y'all overpriced ass drinks. I don't go there every day, but when
Dude,
I do,
it's like $7 for a coffee, $8 for a coffee.
It's like that for a refresher, and I'm like, and now they're charging you extra if you ask with no ice.
You know what? And that's the problem with these TikTok hack videos is that then it goes viral, and Starbucks is like, oh shit, this is what the people
We're
are
losing
doing.
Money.
Yeah.
You like Starbucks, I'm sorry, you cannot convince me that you're losing that much money by people not putting ice in there. And yes, we're getting more, but we deserve it, damn it. You won't even pay your baristas.
You are one of the largest quote-unquote banks in the U.S. because of how much money people have uploaded to their Starbucks apps and have not used.
Exactly.
You're just a huge savings account. You have
I still
so
got a
$20
gift card that I haven't used yet.
And that's just money they have that isn't, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You make billions of dollars. I mean,
they
come
said
on,
if they, yeah, they said someone was talking about how the amount of unused money that is just sitting in Starbucks accounts, mm-hmm. it makes them one of the largest banks in the
this
US.
I'm convinced Magic Johnson is behind all of this.
Oh, everything. Everything he touches.
Because what other person wants to save money like that other than a black cheap ass man? Mm. Magic, cut it out. You got enough money, okay, for a million lifetimes. Gee whiz. I'll tell you what else is shutting down too. MTV News.
Which I didn't even know that. The 90s? No, that's not right. I was a child. 2000s?
I don't think I've ever really watched it. I mean, who was on MTV News?
All I remember is like the breaking MTV News things, like when people would die and shit.
Yeah, but
am I thinking of the wrong thing?
I don't know, because I don't remember MTV News.
I don't watch cable.
I remember your MTV Raps.
MTV News was like the desk, you know?
Who was at the desk, though?
And it was like, who was, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's your generation, not me.
Yeah, but I wasn't looking at that. My mom didn't get cable until
I only watched, I used MTV for what? Jersey Shore was on MTV, wasn't it? And then Teen Mom was on MTV.
Teen Mom, which is still on there, and I love Teen Mom.
And Teen Wolf. That was a good one. Teen Wolf was on MTV.
Awkward.
Awkward. Yeah, you never watched that?
Who's in that again?
She'd be like, you're welcome.
Well, they used to have all the whatchacallit shows on there, like what's her name? Nicole Byer was from there, right?
Yeah, Girl Code.
Girl Code. But, Amanda Seals was on there too at one point.
But was MTV News actually doing news shit?
That's what I'm like. I don't remember them as being news.
I like, just remember them from the like a long time ago, like when people would like celebrities would overdose or things like that, and they'd like, be like breaking news.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're getting rid of MTV because Paramount Media Network is basically trying to slash it. They're trying to cut costs.
They just cut something else, didn't they?
They 25% of their workforce.
We were like, Paramount just got rid of something because they wanted to do, they're focusing on Paramount Plus. We just talked about it.
BET?
They were going to, it was about who was going to buy BET.
Buy BET, yeah. Because they're trying to cut, they're going to be cutting, unfortunately, allegedly 25% of their staff.
That's crazy. It's a good, not a good time.
I wonder if they're like these people who are like these big tech companies, are they giving people severances? And what do these severances look like? Are they just like 2 weeks?
Probably like a month, 2 months.
I don't know that I could, man, that'd be horrible.
I would love to not work and still get paid for 2 months.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to take, if you take 1 month off to try to get a job, another job in this community, I mean, in this society now, in this economy, it's going to take you more than 2 months to find another job.
It's really giving 2008.
Seriously.
I need it to crash.
That's no.
I need to buy a car.
Yeah, but no, you don't need to buy a car.
Actually, no. In 2008, I remember we weren't like, God, we had no money. We were like,
how old were you in 2008? What grade were you in?
I was in seventh grade, eighth grade.
I was in college, so I didn't feel what an economy was.
Oh, yeah. Because
I had the protection of being an undergrad.
That's true.
Your meals were being made. I was working at the hospital making $5.25 an hour. However, my rent was
$5.25 an hour.
Yeah, but my rent
five
was only,
American dollars.
Yes, oh my God. And 25 cents. But me and my roommate, we had a 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment that was only $6.50.
So you were already living in a recession without living in a recession.
Exactly. Okay. I'm black in America. I mean, I had student loans and everything else. So
yeah, I just remember it was a lot of spaghetti.
That's a college student diet anyway. Peanut butter and jelly, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Hamburger
helper. Wanting to do things that my mom was like, with what money?
With what money, yeah. For people's 401ks.
Yeah.
Listen, I looked at my 401k during COVID, and I looked at it once, and I was like, I'm never looking at this thing again, because I, ooh.
Oh, I remember, so there's a bunch of people at the hospital at this time, like during COVID, who had worked there for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And I remember they pulled up their, because I had only been there 3 years, so like there's not shit in my 401k.
Yeah.
And they looked up at theirs, and they're like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, people lost like $30,000-$40,000. Yep. And I was like, see?
Absolutely.
What is it for? You know?
I think 401ks are a big scam, and that's why I don't put a whole, I just put enough in there so that my job will match it, and that's it. But other than that, I go with, like, life insurance is the way to go. Anyway, neither here nor there. What were you telling me about two men lost at sea or something
two
like that?
Two bros chilling in a hot tub. 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
I do know that.
These two guys were lost at sea for like 29 days. Let me tell you all about it.
I would kill you if I was stuck at sea with you for 29 days.
You couldn't kill me because we'd need each other to survive.
Nah.
You would go crazy by yourself.
No, I wouldn't. I'm like being by myself.
For 29 days, for a solid month.
That's not anything different than what I do now. I mean, I come out when I want to.
These two guys are from the Solomon Islands. They were lost at sea because their GPS tracker stopped working.
How did they get found?
They were like, I'm sure people were out there looking for them, but they started in Papua New Guinea. They were 400 kilometers, which who knows what that is in miles? I don't. Really? And they survived on oranges that they had brought.
How many damn oranges did they brought for 29 days? God damn.
Coconuts that they found in the water and then rainwater.
Okay,
They probably used, how did you break open a coconut on a boat?
Easy, you just break it on the side.
And eat the meat?
Yeah.
I don't think I could do how did they go to the bathroom?
Shit in the sea.
Shit in the sea.
You don't shit on the boat.
That's a long time to be lost at sea.
That is. But on orange, okay, oranges I could probably do. Because you know I could eat
for the same 29, thing. Say they had four oranges. Like you just grabbed four oranges.
I used to eat the same breakfast every morning religiously for 3.5 years at work. Remember I used to bring the same thing?
Yeah,
I finally got sick of it.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, it was right before COVID happened. It's okay, 2019,
but that also, you had an adequate amount of food to eat. This is oranges.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. It's just like, what's his name? Martian, when he just ate nothing but the potatoes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Matt Damon, he played in Martian.
Oh, I can't watch space movies. It freaks me out.
Oh, well, no, he was stuck on the surface of whatever.
I don't like
but
that.
But all he had was potatoes, so he just had to grill potatoes. And I'm like, I would throw that up. Like, at a certain point, I would just start throwing it because I'm like, I can't take the smell or the taste of it anymore.
You're probably just, that's it. It's mind over matter. A lot of shit is mind over matter.
It is.
You know?
It
really mind is a powerful tool.
Listen, being an adult in America is mind over matter.
Amen. Every day when I wake up.
Definitely. Last thing we want to talk about before we get out of here and start talking about something else. So you know how we talk on this podcast a lot about people's names and how I feel like our names are very simple, right? Mine's Monica. Yours is Alyssa.
It is. You'd be surprised how many people mess it up every day.
People call me Monique, especially my patients. Okay, y'all, when I say my name is Monica, do y'all hear Monica or do you hear Martha? Because a lot of people, a lot of my patients, I'll be like, hi, I'm Monica from Physical Therapy. They're like, Martha? Okay. Three syllables. Monica.
Martha.
Monica. Like, and they're just like, Martha? And I'm like, and it's not just my patients either. It's people. And every time I introduce myself, people are just like, Martha? I know I'm pronouncing my name correctly.
Okay. Do you correct people when they say your name wrong?
Hell yeah. Every time.
There is a
Monique, right? Bitch, no.
I just like don't care because I'm like, whatever.
I do.
And I'm horrible with names. So I'm also like, whatever. As long as you're like, I know you're not doing it to be an asshole like you did when you first met me. True. Then I don't really care. There is a therapist at the hospital.
Yeah.
Our good friend.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You can cut that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
he messes up everybody's name.
He messes up everybody's name, so I never feel bad. And I'm just like, why do I need to correct him? He's just freaking the sweetest man. And so he came into the room the other day and he's like, oh, something, Alyssa. And someone's like, what? Did you call her? He's like, Alyssa? They were like, that's not her name. So then he comes up to me and he's like, I've been calling you the wrong name
for 30 years.
Yeah, I was like, who told you?
Your name is this now.
I was just going to let it go.
Well, the reason why I brought that up is because I think we kind of, because it may be difficult for us to pronounce people's names, we may want to call them something different. And I think it's very disrespectful for us to want to do that. So this past week, there was a particular, show that was on, like some kind of news show or whatever. And so the host of the show was trying to pronounce this lady's name, and her name is Dr. Shola Moss Shagbamimu. And so she was just having a hard time saying her last name. So she was just like, oh, Dr. Shola. And so she was like, no. You're going to pronounce my name correctly. Say it again. And she was like, Dr. Shola. She was like, no. Sound it out. First of all, if you're going to have a guest on your show,
know how
to say their name and practice it. It's the same way as Uzo Amaka, who played, who did she play on Orange is the New Black? Lord Jesus. What was it? Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black.
There it was again. And barbecue sauce on my titty.
Exactly. And she was saying that she was talking to her mom one day when she was in, I think, elementary school, and she was telling her mom how she wanted to be called something different. And her mom was like, why? And she was like, because nobody can say my name. And so her mom was like, if people can say Korsesky and Mikoloskowski and all these other kind of names, like, your name is not difficult to say. Just pronounce it. It's not difficult.
I ask people all the time, I'm like, say your name again. How do you say it?
Yes.
One more time. Spell it for me.
Yeah.
Because it's your name.
Because as a healthcare worker, like, we literally see a million people a day, right? And so when you come in, you're just like, hey, Mr. How do you pronounce your last name? Okay, because I don't want to butcher it, you know. But I'm like,
wow, that's crazy. I wasn't going to say that.
Exactly. But it's still having the respect of, I don't care how difficult you think. Well, Nigerian names are difficult. African names are difficult. So what? Pronounce them.
There's just so much that's attached to your name. It's who you are for someone to fuck it up.
And to want to make it easy for them to then bring you in that space. Like, well, in order for me to accommodate you, I need you to just go by this nickname that I'm about to give you. And it's like, no, you're going to say my name correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what you name your kids. I always admonish people, stop and make people pronounce your name correctly.
Oh, yeah. My mom said she named me Alyssa because it didn't rhyme with anything and she didn't think anyone could make fun of it. And I was like, yeah, but my last name's Fowler. Foul ball, position. Foul smell, party foul.
Okay, now you're giving our supporters a lot of different.
I know, ammunition. But I was like, so my friend, what the heck?
True. I mean, my name is very simple, Monica. But I mean, my last name, people used to call me like Flamingo. And then when Monica Lewinsky did what she did, that was a whole nother. They were like, Lewinsky, I'm like, your mama, bitch.
No one says I'm always Alicia, Alicia, Melissa all the time.
Yeah. You know what's funny? My dad, so my best friend's name is Larissa. Mind you, me and her have been friends since the second grade, y'all. The second grade, okay? Our parents know each other very well. Every time, like, she would come in town or whatever the case may be after she graduated high school because they moved away. And anytime she would come in town, he'd be like, oh, is Marissa coming? Daddy, that's not her name. Her name is Larissa. That's what I said, Marissa. I'm like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I guess her name is Marissa. And she never corrected him. She'd be like, oh, okay, Mr. Fleming, you know, it's fine. But yeah, I correct people all the time. Same. And people try to put an S on my last name and put two M's. And I'm like, it's Fleming. It's a very simple name.
I was at a wedding the other day and
The thousandth one.
And I had met this girl before just one time. We went to the bachelorette party together and she was introducing me to her husband. And she was like, da, 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 and this is Alexis, and just started talking. And I was just like, I could give a shit. I like, I'm standing in line at the bar. I really don't, because I'm like, I just don't care unless you're trying to be an asshole to me. And then like 2 minutes later, she was like, I just called you the wrong name. And I knew that wasn't your name. And I said it anyway. I was like,
at least she came back and apologized.
Yeah, at least she came back and apologized.
One of my coworkers, his name legit is Randy. But ever since I met him, I heard Danny. So I'm just like, hey, Danny. And he's never corrected me. And then somebody was, so I was like, oh, yeah, because, you know, Danny said so and so. And they're like, what? Y'all got what? And I was like, Danny. And they were like, that man's name is Randy. I was like, close enough. Sorry. My bad. So now I don't call him Danny anymore. I call him Randy. But
yeah. Well, and I feel like in the hospital, for the most part, I call everybody sir, bud, friend.
Yeah.
So I'm never using anyone say, hey there, buddy.
Hey,
what's
you
up, friend?
Hey, you.
Hey there, little guy.
Hey there, you looking like fella. You're looking.
Hey, sir.
Hey there,
so
little
fella. I never use names.
Yeah, no.
Names aren't real.
Definitely not. Anything else we need to talk about before we get out of here?
No.
I just want y'all to know 217 Republicans actually voted to take away veterans benefits, just in case you need to know who to vote for next time. Anyway.
Which, like, give them something.
I mean, as a person who has worked with the veteran population before when I was a contractor back in the days, we think they get a lot of stuff, and they do, but they don't.
They
I'm sorry.
Don't get.
They don't get enough stuff. Like,
or they get it, but they have to wait 6 years and work twice as hard to receive it, and it's bullshit.
Exactly. And when you, I mean, I'm sorry, the sacrifice of protecting and serving this country is priceless. You could never pay people enough. You couldn't pay me enough to do it.
These people, they weren't out here getting Dodge Chargers back then either.
No, they were not. They do that now because they're mismanaging their money. But, I mean, so yes, veterans may have nice cars, but there are a lot of, like I said, there's resources out there, but there are a lot of resources that are not out there for veterans. The homeless population among veterans is ridiculous.
Also, they were bamboozled, manipulated. I just feel like...
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, man.
That's those insane. Recruiters are, they should be blamed for it. But anyway, yeah, so 217 Republicans, they voted to take veteran benefits away to assist with the debt ceiling. Anyway.
Like, that's going to, those benefits are what's putting us over.
Yeah, and the postal workers' retirements as well, too.
No, that's the only reason anybody works for the post offices.
It's for the benefits.
Gets the benefits.
Like, nobody's giving out pensions anymore unless you work for a government, like, employee. That's it.
Wow.
Or a government agency, not employee, or a state agency.
It's all going to blow up anyway.
What do you mean? Don't say that on the podcast, because the FBI will come in and be like, excuse me, that was Fowler. That was not Fleming. I didn't say anything like that. Anything else you need to talk about before we get out of here?
Did you know if you freeze your liquids and then put them in your carry-on bag, they'll go through TSA and look like a solid and you can take them?
Who told you that?
The internet.
Have you tried it?
I refuse. I don't fuck with TSA like that.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with TSA. Because
they'll make you go all the way to the back of the line.
Yeah, they already feel me up too much and I don't like it.
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
I love when they're always like, I have to go ahead and frisk you. Do you want us to do it here? And I was like, well, you're not taking me anywhere else.
What do you mean they frisk you?
Like, they got to touch you.
Oh, I go off all the time.
Yeah, but they say, do you want to do it here? Or do you want to go, like, somewhere?
You know what's crazy? Like, my back and my butt always go off in the TSA.
My cooter always goes off. I think it's my IUD.
Remember that time mine did at the time, and it seemed like I was packing something, but I wasn't, because it was just that time of the month late.
Just anyway. That cooch.
Yeah. I mean, I got a fat cat. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't.
It's always my bun and my sluter cooter.
Yeah. My hair goes off my back and my butt, but I don't have a BBL. It's all natural, baby. It doesn't even sit high. I mean, I got to drop, but whatever. It is what it is. Anyway, this week is going to be an amazing week on purpose. You know why? Because my birthday is on Thursday. Shawty,
it's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
It's my birthday. So y'all hit up my Cash App and Venmo. I don't know what else. I don't even know how
happy
I posted.
Happy birthday to me. March 18th.
March 18th?
Fucking shit. May 18th.
Thank you. May 18th. It is officially Taurus season. Get out of here. We are definitely in full effect, baby.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Happy birthday to me. I am grateful to God.
Another year on the sun.
Of life. Yes, Lord Jesus. And I'm looking forward to so many more years left on this earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Fowler's is next week, but we'll celebrate her next week.
We'll get to that.
All right, y'all have an amazing week on purpose. Y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune into The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler every Tuesday when new episodes are released. It's The Face Off.